Well, it's 5:45 a.m. on Friday the 12th of June, and I've packed up along here at the entrance to the car park on Market. It's a beautiful morning, absolutely gorgeous. What a difference to know that you're going to be doing a car boot and that the weather is, used in parenthesis, a beautiful day. No, it is. It's a gorgeous, gorgeous morning. The sun, I'm not sure what time the sun rose this morning, but we saw it lighting up outside the house. We were up at 4:30. And just now, as I'm looking back towards the east, actually, at this time of the year, the sun, it's well above the rooftops now, shining across Market Square. It doesn't rise in the east, it rises sort of I'd say northeast, well, maybe not northeast, but maybe east northeast. And I'll continue going up that way. But anyway, it is a beautiful morning. I'm waiting to get in. I have to wait on Big Andy, the guy who organises things on a Friday. Big Andy's a Cravit guy, first thing in the morning. He comes down, literally, he's a big guy, looks like a bear, and comes down, down here in the mornings, and he's like a bear with a sore head, so it's very, very apt actually. If you leave him alone, you know, just tolerate his grumpiness. Within an hour, he's back round and he's talking away to you as if he was your greatest friend. So I've just learnt to adapt to Andy. Telly on a Saturday, you can never adapt to him, that wee guy. But anyway, so here we are. Mary's decided to do. Oh my goodness. You know, this is a bit of wind ground, rough ground that's betwixt the council buildings and the car park market, Big Tarmacadam Square. It's just wind. Covered in weeds, milkweed, and all those kind of stuff, ryegrass. But it's just big chunks of whin. And right below my feet, which I've never noticed before, there's a beautiful prostrate broom, yellow flowers, those beautiful wee yellow flowers. But it's a prostrate form, unless it's adapted itself because of the conditions here, people tramping over all the time. But it's lovely, I've never noticed that before. There you go. So, Colin is heading into McDonald's at the moment. I can see him for his, well, it might be second coffee, I'm not quite sure, because he's up at 5 a.m. and Colin's already been up the town, probably to the bank to get money out the hole in the wall machine. In case he comes across any good records or music today. Billy's way over in his usual stall. He usually comes up to see me, but it's maybe too much of a walk because usually I'm in the car park market, but I can't get in until Big Andy turns up, so it means another 50 yards, 60 yards for Billy to walk, and he's a bit of a roly-poly, so it's maybe too much for him. So, yes, it's a delight to be here. I've got a open fleece on at the moment, just a shirt below that, because it's just that kind of coolness in the morning here. But if it's going to be like yesterday, and apparently it is, it's going to be another stunning day. So, it's good to watch. You know, it's good to watch the town waking up, although then it just gets too damn busy, and it's not good to watch at all. I've always wanted to do something like that, to find a perch in, say, a city like Glasgow or Edinburgh, you know, at 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, and just watch things develop. Anyway, Colin's got his coffee. It's either his first or second off the day, but he'll be back up at least another twice or three times. So, And then he complains about having to go to the toilet all the time. We have said to him, actually, you know, don't drink so much coffee, because it's these big cartons that you get out of McDonald's. Don't drink so much coffee, Colin. Aye, but I like my coffee. Well, there you go, can't win. Now, I was talking about milkweed. Well, there's milkweed all around here, but there's another clump here, right in the middle of all the white milkweed, and it's a pink milkweed. Look, Colin! That's Colin heading the way down to have a wee blither with Billy. It's quite ironic, actually, because Billy's here Wednesday, Friday and Saturday, and Colin's comes down. As if you don't know, Billy's a seller and Colin's a buyer. The majority of stuff that Colin buys actually is just music or DVDs. He's addicted to record collecting and music, so he's a buyer, if you like. But as I said, Billy's here Wednesday, Friday and Saturday, as is the market car boot, although it's a much smaller car boot normally on a Wednesday. So Colin's here Wednesday, Friday and Saturday. and they kind of greet each other as if they hadn't seen each other for ages. What have you been up to since last? Well, that was yesterday, actually, Colin, so not a lot. That's good. It's good. Oh, it's wonderful. Standing here, looking across to McDonald's. Well, no, that's not fascinating. But the sun's... You've climbed even further in the sky since I started talking. It's now beginning to warm the air up properly. My goodness. So this is our last day here. We're off on holiday tomorrow. For just for a week. We'll be gone in a blink, no doubt. But that'll be a welcome break. Anyway. It's also a pleasure to stand here this morning and have binaural earbuds in and not hear the sounds of wind ruining the recording. There isn't even... I'm going to just jinx this whole event, isn't it? You know, I was going to just say there isn't even the slightest wind or breeze. There doesn't appear to be. Although I'm looking at a long bladey ryegrass, it's just kind of twitching. But no doubt that'll change once the sun gets a bit higher and it starts to create thermals, or create thermal effects, at least. And probably a bit of a breeze will go up, but hey, that's okay if the weather's warm. In fact, you're welcome in a breeze. But it does make a difference when you're using binoculars, because you're invariably covering them up some way, some form, to try and keep even a breeze out. Oh, there you go. There you go. So, I'm just waiting on Andy now, coming down in his wee white van. he comes down that, we call it the Whitburn Road, just as that car goes past, this is the Whitburn Road. Someone else went to Mickey D's. He comes down that brae at a rate of knots, shoots out the Iceland car park, which is opposite the market, wheeks round in the car park and shoots back over, crosses the road to the gates, to open the gates, all at Warp Drive. I'm not going to ask him why he turns, we would use the term burrows. Why he burrows into Iceland car park and burrows round about in there and then comes back out. Can't figure that one, but I'm not going to ask him. We all have our own wee idiosyncrasies. I think that's a wonderful word, isn't it? Idiosyncratic. What about that? My God, that's a big word for a Scot. It's a big word for a wee Scot, actually. Idiosyncratic. It's a word you could use if you knew your friends didn't know what it meant. It'd make you sound quite posh and aloof. Oh yes, you know, I'm idiosyncratic. Really? Wow, God, he's a clever bugger. Strangely peaceful for the town of Bathgate. A couple of hours from now and it'll be car after car after car. Anyway, that's 11 minutes of chatter. So I'm going to go back to the trusty steed, that is the Volvo estate. And I might just make myself a wee coffee. But I've got a cold drink as well, so I might just have that. It's a morning for a cold drink, I think. Just a little one, not too much. Oh, now that I've walked this distance, I'm actually getting full sun in my body. Oh my goodness, you can feel the heat already. It's great. Seagulls soar overhead. Well, actually, they're having to flap their wings this morning. So is that's not soaring, is it? You see, normally they're soaring because there's a wind, invariably some kind of wind. But because there isn't, they're having to use energy to actually fly. Fly. Someday I'll fly away. That was, who was that? That was Randy Crawford, wasn't it? A beautiful song. Crows and starlings and sparrows and we're even getting the big hawks now that are doing so well in our country. We're beginning to get them in the town here. Not in the town, as it were, but I've spotted them in the wee park that I walk through. That's the first I've seen them there. I've seen them soaring elsewhere in the sort of greener bits of the town. It's great to see them, you know. All these things were all virtually wiped out all those years ago. Hunted out of extinction. Right. Enough of this mental meandering. Big clumps of dandelions that I've now gone over. The dandelion period has gone, it's finished. It's the buttercups now. It's funny that, you know, you go through the yellow phases. Daffodils, dandelions, now buttercups. And I noticed down in Linlithgow the other day there that... the local authority had cut the grass on a big banking at the end of the town. But they'd left this sort of a crescent section, which was all just dandelions. They hadn't cut them down, because they were all in seed. And I thought that was a great idea, because they're thinking ahead. They're thinking that if they cut that down, you know, that they'll ruin it for next year. So obviously they're quite happy to have a period early in the year of beautiful yellow dandelion flowers, and accept the fact that they are weeds, but it's a display they put on. So I think that's really nice what they're doing. Right, there's Andy, so let's get in the car. Mr. Grumpy, the new. Okay, should he buy the new?